This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck for the official 200th time. I know. That's right. We got so many things to celebrate right now. The Capitals are officially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they start tomorrow. Well, for the Caps. Right now, Minnesota and Winnipeg are duking it out as we speak. But anyway, the Caps' first game is next, Thursday? This Thursday right now? This is amazing. Yep. I'm so excited. This is episode 200 of What the Puck. We have Stanley Cup hockey to talk about. Joining me for the first time in what feels like forever, Coach Dan. What's going on, man? How you doing? How's your car?
My car's flying. As I mentioned on the show, the solo show last week, had a little problem with the alternator. Had to go to the in-laws and get my car towed. So, because they live near where I work. So, instead of trying to drive it home and maybe have the car die on me, I went over there and had it towed. But it's all good now. It's going well.
That's good. So, last we talked, I mean, it's been a couple weeks. You went out on your honeymoon, went to sunny Hawaii.
I did. It was awesome. Hawaii's great.
I would love to go there one day. I had a chance to go over the summer, but I did tell a friend, hey, you got to give me more than like a month's notice to go to Hawaii.
No. Just go.
It's expensive. It's an expensive flight.
Well, it depends when you go. You know, last year we went and it wasn't that bad. This year we went during like, I guess, spring break for everybody because it was like ridiculously expensive for the tickets. But yeah, it was a honeymoon, so got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But so we did a solo show there. You did a solo show last week because, you know, you had car troubles, and the next day I wasn't available. So this is episode 200 of the podcast. We started this podcast, what, 5 years ago? I think it was about 5 years ago. It started right around this time of year because we were covering it for a local college that we were doing a segment for their new radio station. And then we decided to join, you know, podcast land, join the 21st century and jump into podcasting. And I mean, we've had Wes Johnson, who you hear at the beginning of every show. We've had John Walton. We've had Ming Chen from Comic Book Man. We've had Brian O'Halloran from Clerks fame. We've had, who else did we have on the show? We had
friends of ours.
We had Adam Vingan as well on the show.
That's true.
But this has been a fun time to talk about the Capitals. We've covered lockout hockey. We've covered KHL hockey. We've covered Olympic hockey with and without the NHL. We've covered playoffs. We've covered, I mean, any kind of hockey you can think of. We've covered World Juniors. This has been a ton of fun, but I don't think you and I really thought when we started this, oh, you know, 5 years down the road, we're going to be on episode 200 and we'll still be cheering on the Caps and they're still going after the Stanley Cup. We're still waiting for that. But I mean, kind of crazy ride we have been on for the last 5 years doing this show. I mean, takes up a weeknight every single week for what, 9 months out of the year. I mean, that's if
something like that, yeah.
If stuff doesn't break during the off season.
Well, I'm not sure how.
Yeah, so I mean, this has been a fun 5 years. I'm very happy to say that we've covered the Caps. I feel like we've put out some really good shows, and we're dedicated. We kind of rarely miss a show, miss a week in season. I mean, there have been holidays and that kind of stuff, but it's rare. But I gotta say, man, this has been a ton of fun. I'm so happy that we've reached episode 200.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy considering this whole thing started as a text conversation. When I'm fairly certain that we were both joking around. And then I can't remember at this point which one of us actually sent the text. I was like, so do you really want to do this? And like record it? We're like, yeah, why not? So yeah, it's pretty crazy that it's been 200, not including the solo shows, 200 episodes, 200 podcasts. couple solo post-game reactions on the Facebook Live and a couple other crazy things that we've done. Some in-person recordings, some
got two of
some
them.
Other recordings. We have the stuff. We used to go to the what was it called? Rookie Camp.
Caps Fan Fest.
Developmental camp over the summer. We go on that final day, the Fan Fest day.
Yeah, that is now on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I still don't get that.
Yeah. But
whatever, we'll gripe about that over the summer.
Right, but what you said was absolutely true. So what happened was the place that we decided, hey, let's we're gonna be a part of this show is our alma mater. That's how we met. That's how you and I have been friends for, God, was it 12 years now when we met in college? Maybe even a little bit more than that. And we both like the Caps, and I was starting up this solo venture. I had been doing internet radio for seven, 8 years, maybe 10 years at that point. And I was venturing out on my own, starting up my own show, and I needed content to fill up 2 hours. And I think you sent the text. It was like, hey, we should do a Caps.
I think we were talking about the Caps at first.
Yeah.
And it was, I want to say it was like February or March. And we were talking about the Caps. And I think I made a joke about being on the show or being, somehow being like a part of the radio show. To like call in and talk about the Caps. And then we really talk about it for like an hour or two. And then I think I texted you back and was like, so for real? Like, I have this little cheap computer microphone at home, won't sound great, but do you really want to do this? And you're like, yeah, why not? And lo and behold, I now have a better microphone. I have this screen thing that I can never remember the name of.
Pop filter is what they're called.
That's what it is. You tried to get me to buy a more expensive microphone.
The Yeti.
And no, thank you, because there's like, you know, all these adapters and all this crap you got to plug in. It's just, I don't understand how to make it work. Maybe one day when I have more money than I have now and I don't have alternators breaking on my damn car.
Uh-huh. Well, let me just say this. Just advice to everybody out there. Everybody out there has a passion. Everybody out there enjoys something with their friends. And there's nothing better than just grabbing a couple microphones and recording a conversation about that. I mean, Dan and I probably for years now would be texting each other after games if it wasn't for the podcast. I mean, we're talking about it anyway. Might as well share that conversation with other people. Now, I got into filmmaking. I got into podcasting because of Kevin Smith. I don't really hide that fact. I've had Ming Chen from Comic Book Men, which Kevin Smith, you know, got greenlit at AMC, and Brian O'Halloran, the star of Clerks, Kevin Smith's first film, on the show. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. And when we started the podcast about 5 years ago, life was very different than it is now for me. And Kevin Smith had just started podcasting, and he said, you need to fill your world and your life with why not people. And that's what's really important. So when you have an idea and you have this thing that you want to do, surround yourself with good people, with people that aren't scared to try things, that ask, yeah, why aren't we doing that? Why not? You know, don't have your friends go, hey, I want to start a podcast. Why do you want to do that? Those aren't the type of people that you want to surround yourself with. So if anything from these 200 episodes about the Capitals, yes, Dan and I love this team. Yes, we love talking about the Capitals. But the
depends
most,
on the day.
Right. But the most important thing is just remember, anybody out there, just ask, why not? Because there's a billion reasons why you can just go, you know, whatever. I'd rather, you know, watch reruns of The Office on Netflix. But why not start a podcast? Why not have these conversations and engage with people online? Why not? That's what we decided to do. And episode 200, here we are. We are on the verge of yet another Capitals trek to the Stanley Cup. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Well, Stanley Cup thing would definitely be nuts. We're still waiting to get to do that show. We pretty much wrap up our episodes about the same time each year, it seems to be, but it'd be nice to extend this just a little bit further.
Yeah, I don't know how much more I can extend my beard, though, because I haven't shaved since July. It's already pretty straggly. I got to keep going.
All right, wait, hold on. So help me out with this. I got a question for you.
Okay.
If anyone's still listening at this point.
They better be. We're pretty inspirational right now. We're on episode 200.
I think you're doing all right. I'm a little under the weather, so we'll see how it goes without the rest of the evening. I'm popping cough drops like it's freaking candy.
Some people call it candy.
Okay, let's focus there. I forgot exactly what I was going to say. What was I going to talk about? The cough drop's getting to me. What the hell are we talking about?
What were you going to say?
I brought up
my beard, and then you said you had a fact or something.
Okay, so I saw on Twitter, because I went to the game on Saturday, and I saw on Twitter that Wes Johnson shaved his beard.
Wes Johnson, who looks amazing.
I didn't recognize him. I was like, who's that guy? So he shaved his beard. Here's my question. So I trimmed it. I wasn't really happy with the way it was growing in, and it had nothing to do with the Caps. And I'm like, hold on. So playoff beards. Is it you can't touch the beard? Is it the day of the game itself, once the game begins, then that's you can't touch a beard anymore? Like when, or is it after the last game of the regular season?
I think it's tonight, the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Even though it's not for your team, the playoffs start tonight. So you're not allowed to touch the beard.
After 7 o'clock tonight, when the first puck dropped, can't touch the facial hair anymore.
Over. Game over for the Razor.
Okay. Can we all point out that this is all BS and the fact that we're not playing on the team doesn't make a difference, but
it helps.
Or S's and giggles. Sure. Let's all get Mohawks like we did back in the day. Mike Greeny. Good old Mikey Green.
All right. So before we talk playoffs hockey, let's actually talk about the Capitals and not just ourselves at this point. How did the Caps do?
This podcast would be better if we only talked about ourselves.
I am a very interesting person. I'm not going to lie.
No one would.
Nor am I modest.
Don't steal my joke.
Let's talk about the Caps' regular season. They ended. They're at the top of the Metro. They beat the Penguins to become top of the Metro, which was even better. And then they had a couple games after that. So how did the Caps end their season? Regular season.
The Caps ended the season, the regular, well, yeah, Brandon, knock on wood or something, man. Jesus, what is he doing, folks? Caps ended the regular season with a record of 49-26-7, which is good for 105 points, and a third straight, stupidly named Metro Division title. Now, the other ones you kind of expected, this one, no one really thought they were really going to be that good going into this regular season. So the fact that they were able to come out and win the Metro again, not the main thing that they want, but it's nice to have. It shows that this team is still capable of doing more and more. So I saw a website come out with an article, I want to say it was yesterday, maybe this morning that I saw it, about the Caps window is closing. People have been saying that for years. I don't know if I believe this whole window is closing BS anymore, because teams can – I mean, look at Chicago, how they can turn it around from being a team that's won the Cup. They might miss the playoffs, and they win the Cup again by just reconfiguring their team. I don't think window's closed.
Well, this was
there is a window. It's just it's who's playing the best hockey at the best at the end of the season. Once you get into the playoffs, it's anybody's everybody has the opportunity to win, as we've seen in the past. And I feel like every time that LA wins it, they were the eighth seed who just barely made it to the playoffs. So I disagree. I think the window, maybe like you could have a player's window closing because they are literally getting older, but I don't think teams' windows necessarily close.
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be a brand new window this year, because the window for the Caps was supposed to close after last season because we were losing so many people and TJ Oshie had to resign. Stars had to align for all this to work out again. So this was supposed to be a brand new window, but the Caps were never, ever expected to win the Metro or even come close to winning the Metro this year. So the fact that they are a three-peat of Metro champions right in a row, that really does say something about this organization because, I mean, if that window closed, this new one opened again and they were able to do this with a couple Hershey Bears and no budget. So, I mean, that does say something about this team. But let me ask you this. Is it better for the Caps going forward that there was no expectation? Because, I mean, if you listen to the commentators, of course the commentators are going to talk about Sidney Crosby and how great the Penguins are whenever they're on national television. But, like, I think it was Jeremy Roenick who was like, man, no one thought the Capitals were going to do this year. This is pretty amazing. Yeah. Does that work out in the Caps' favor? Because, like, we've seen it before in the past where they are expected to win the Cup and then they get halocked in the first round against Montreal. Is it a good thing? Is it a change up this year that the Caps weren't expected to win the Metro, weren't expected to be in the playoffs, kind of were under the radar all season, and now here they are again in the playoffs? Is that going to add to anything different going forward?
No. Because no. Playoffs are anybody's game. So I honestly, I mean, look at LA. Every time they win it, they're a team that just barely made it, not every time, but it, you know, they just barely made it to the playoffs. So for, it's really anybody's game. You have to be playing the best that you can at the right part of the season. You need a goalie that can steal a couple of games for you. And you need a, you know, a defense that's going to step up. It's anybody's game. It doesn't matter what you, as we have seen as Washington Capitals fans, we know this well. Doesn't matter how well you play in the regular season. It's going to come down to the next couple of weeks and how good these guys play together.
And things have been a little bit differently here with the Washington Capitals leading up to the end of the season. There's been a pretty big question mark about the goalie situation here. We are going to talk about the playoffs going forward with, we all know, Grubauer will be starting game one. However, let me ask you this. Do you think it's, or what do you think is the big difference this year with goalies? Because we have Braden Holtby, who has kind of been on a bit of a skid, who's lost the starter position. Grubauer's kind of taken over. Since we don't have, like, the starter cemented in stone like we did the last couple years, what does that do to this team? The fact that now they have Grubauer as the starter game one, and they didn't have the same guy in net every night like they had in years past, coming towards the end of the regular season.
I mean, if anything, we've seen that teams now need two very good goalies, not just one, unless you have someone that's just superhuman. It, you know, anything can happen. Guys can get injured. They have off nights, whatever it may be. People get sick. Case in point, I'm kind of sick at the moment. So it's, I think you definitely need to have multiple goalies that are ready to go and at a very high level. And I think that definitely is going to help the Capitals this year. We've seen teams in the past. I mean, look at the Penguins. They had, was it Murray, then Fleury, then Murray was back in or something along those lines. So we've seen that where teams have had goalies that will come in and out. So I have no problem with this. I wasn't overly surprised that Grubauer got the start. He played phenomenal at the end of the season. I think he definitely earned it.
So what do you think? Let's just round out the end of this regular season. What did you see at the end of this season that made this Capital team still win when they had nothing to play for? After that Penguins game, they had everything wrapped up. So there was like four games or so that really didn't mean a thing. But they actually were able to get away and get a couple wins. Let me look that up real quick. Let me get that open. So after the Penguins game, they beat St. Louis, they lost to Nashville, and then they beat the Devils. So two out of three ain't bad for winning after you have nothing to play for. That was a problem we had in the past. So what's different this year with the end of the regular season where they're still winning even though they didn't have to?
Pride. That would be my first guess, is that they're just like, well, we don't want to get embarrassed. You want to go into the playoffs playing at a high level. You want to make sure that when you hit the playoffs, it's not you're suddenly turning it up a notch. It's that you've already turned, for lack of a better term, you've already turned it up a notch. And so for the players to potentially come in and come in something like that really slow is obviously going to be a problem. So what having these guys playing incredibly well, or as well as they were at the end of the season, ignoring a couple of games here and there, you definitely want to see that going into the playoffs so that they've already are on a streak as opposed to trying to start one now against other teams that when you come into it as a number one seed in your division, you're going against a team that may have been fighting to get into the playoffs. So they're already playing at that high level. You don't want to meet, you know, to meet them. You want to already be above them.
Exactly. So is that it for the regular season? Is that all we really got to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we wait and save our what the puckies until the end of the entire season, so we're going to talk about that there. But I think the guys had a good – I think we've learned a lot from the regular season. You know, we had a lot of guys come in and out, and then we learned that this defense is not quite where we want it to be, but it's been playing really well lately. They got a ton of questions to answer about the roster going into next season. We definitely saw that they tried to make some big changes during the regular season in terms of this roster. We'll see what happens, for lack of a better term.
All right, so it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're in round one. The Capitals are up against the Columbus Blue Jackets. For the longest time, it looked like they were going to face the Flyers, and then it was the Devils, and now it's the Blue Jackets. So out of those three, Coach Dan, what was your choice? If in a perfect world, who would you want the Capitals to face in the opening round? Is Columbus the one you would want?
Right now, the Hershey Bears. No, I don't know. I kind of thought New Jersey, but Taylor Hall has been on fire.
Yeah.
They have some very good players. So I guess I never want to play the Flyers because they're just going to try and cheap shot it up. And that's always a concern from your guys getting injured. There's no real like great. There's no real like, okay, I want to play those guys.
Right.
Because I would take on Florida if they made it, but there's no real team that you're like, I want to play those guys because everyone's going to be good. You just have to be better at this point if you really want to keep going forward. So there really is no team where you're like, I want to play them because everybody has talented players at this point.
That's very true, but I got to say, I'm kind of happy that it's Columbus in the first round because the Capitals, for some reason, always seem to play really well against Columbus. They have this regular season, the Caps led their series 3-1-0. And if you remember, what was it, last year? Columbus came into D.C. with this crazy record they were about to break of like how many wins in a row. They just needed one more win, and the Capitals shut that down, and they broke that.
They're like, no, thank you.
I think they were the 1-16-1 or something like that for up against Columbus. So, and there's a little history between Ovechkin and Tortorella, so I'm kind of always intrigued to see those two staring at each other across the rink. So of those three teams, I'm kind of happy this is going to be – I feel this is going to be a very good competitive series for this team.
I'd say so. I mean, Columbus is a very good team, obviously, because they made it to the playoffs. They've got a lot. Sorry, I have a cough shot in my mouth. It was an NRB coughing throughout the episode. They have outstanding goaltending in Bobrovsky. They've got a lot of good young players, like, what's his name, Panarin. So this is a team you have to worry about. They've got good offensive players on the defensive end. So the Caps have to be on their game. They can't have those moments where the defensemen don't know who they're marking and just letting someone get away. It's going to be tough. I think it's going to be definitely an offensive series.
Now, like we already talked about, Braden Holtby, Philip Grubauer was a big question mark who was going to start game one. I told a coworker, and he brought it up to me today. You told me a couple weeks ago there is no way that Braden Holtby is sitting for game one because it's the Stanley Cup playoffs and you need your starter to be Braden Holtby. And here I am saying Philip Grubauer is the starter for game one. I got to say, I don't blame Barry Trotz for having Philip Grubauer start. Grubauer has done an absolutely phenomenal job this last month. And a lot of the times, you kind of have to go with the hot hand. And even though I do think Braden Holtby is better than he once was when we were all worried about him a couple weeks ago, you can't take away the fact Philip Grubauer has done absolutely fantastic in Braden Holtby's absence. So, like you said, you're okay with Philip Grubauer starting. I'm okay with it. What makes you confident, though, to not start Braden Holtby? What is it about Philip Grubauer's game that has you just going, yeah, this guy can get it done?
I think the thing about Grubauer is he plays just on – how do I put this? It's like watching him in the game against Pittsburgh. You're just like, Jesus Christ, this guy's stopping everything. He fills you with a confidence that if you're a player on that team, it's not that you can slack off, but you know that you're not having to stress out or freak out every time that a shot goes on net. Not that that's what you're doing and Holtby was there. If anything, that's what Holtby was able to instill in this team prior to, it seemed like, the end of the season. That Grubauer really was or is the guy who can lead this team right now. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe he goes in, he plays decently in game one, and they hopefully come out with a win, but it might be a little bit of a sketchy one, and Trotz goes back and goes, you know what, maybe we need to go with Holtby again. You know, it's just because you get the start in game one doesn't mean you get the start throughout. So we'll see what happens, obviously. I think Grubauer showed at the end of the season that he is currently playing better than Holtby. Not that he's the better goaltender, right, but he's got the hot hand, and you got to go with the hot hand.
Absolutely. So where does Philip Grubauer land next year? Who needs a goalie?
Okay. All right. So I feel like I brought this up last year. Hang on. I need to go on the
cap. Where he was supposed to go to Vegas. And
No. They're good, like, goals. Yeah, the Penguins kind of screwed the Caps over, I guess, in that one. Hold on. How do I want to do this? Players, free agents. Okay. But I only want to look at goalies. Come on, website, where are you there? Because that can at least give me an idea. So Dallas has Kari Lehtinen is going to be a free agent. Islanders have Halak. Not that he's their starter.
They don't like Halak, do they?
I think he's the backup right now. I mean, I could see... Who's Dallas's starter? Hold on. I you know what? Part of me feels like he... Oh, Ben Bishop. They signed him to a long deal, so they're not going to go.
Duh.
So they're not going after anybody. You know, I don't know. That's a good question. Buffalo? They have two goalies that are both up. So they have Robin Lehner, who is going to be a restricted free agent, and they have Chad Johnson, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. So maybe Buffalo comes calling.
Buffalo.
That would be interesting. But here's my other point I wanted to make. I can't remember if I brought this up last week on my solo effort. There's a part of me that goes, if they have a really good playoff run with Grubauer, does this team decide to move Braden Holtby? I know Ryan Drury right now just like swerved the car.
He just unsubscribed.
I hate these guys. I think if Grubauer goes into it and you look at the salary cap situation the Capitals have, and if someone comes calling about Braden Holtby, because if I think Grubauer has a very good playoffs, whether they make it all the way or not, if Grubauer has a very good playoffs, you're going to have teams that are not only calling about wanting to get Grubauer potentially before he hits the unrestricted market, the free agency market, that is. There are teams that are going to be calling and being like, hey, what do you want for Holtby? I would not be surprised to see that happen. So the playoffs is really going to be the tough thing to see what's going to happen next season. I wouldn't be surprised. I think Buffalo's going to be looking for a goalie in the offseason. Jonathan Bernier went to Colorado. When did that happen? You know, maybe who's Carolina got? Cam Ward's going to be a free agent. And they have Scott Darling for a number of years, so that's not going to change. I think Hellebuck stays in Winnipeg. That's my guess. My guess is Buffalo comes calling. You know, maybe the Rangers? Yeah. Oh, they still have Lundqvist for a lot longer than I thought, but he might retire at some point in the next year or two. Yeah, he's 36.
Huh.
Wait, is that 36 or 38? He's older than... He's been around forever.
At least he's older than us.
Well, yeah, not by much.
It's hard to find these days.
Yeah, it's a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Buffalo come calling, I should say, about either one of those guys.
Man, if Braden Holtby leaves town, there's going to be a lot of angry fans that are going to need new jerseys.
Now, see, that would be one that you could wear again.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely one that you can wear again.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so moving on from the goalie situation, hopefully Philip Grubauer has a great game one. I expect him to just be fantastic, as he always is. But one guy who will not be in game one is Jay Beagle, who got hurt, I believe, earlier at the end of the regular season. He had a lower back injury, it looked like, and Barry Trotz said he hasn't been practicing, so he has to assume he's not going to be playing tomorrow. And then the Caps Twitter account said that Jay Beagle would be out for game one. So what does this do to the Caps offense here, Coach? Because without Jay Beagle, they don't have the man that's going to win all their faceoffs. You're not going to have a grinder who's on the power play or on the penalty kill. What's going to happen now to this team? Because for me, Jay Beagle is, I got to say, a tremendous loss for this team and completely changes the offense.
It's interesting you bring up Beagle and then the offense. Yeah, I would have gone the other way. I think defensively.
Well, he's an offense player, even though he's not a defenseman. So he's on the offense.
That's a rubber band, like a giant rubber band level of stretch you got going on there, buddy. He is a forward who is defensive. I think it hurts the team definitely more defensively. I think it hurts them on the PK. So every time they take a penalty now, you're like, oh, Christ. I think it affects them in late in games when they need to win a defensive zone faceoff, that usually Beagle's their go-to guy. So it's going to be interesting to see who Trotz throws out there. I would imagine it would be something like, you know, Backstrom, maybe because that's all. I think Eller will be taking more of those face-off opportunities potentially. So the loss of Beagle is big in terms of their defensive responsibilities, getting the puck out of their own end. You know, I see where you're going there in terms of the offensive struggles that may come as a result of that.
Right, and it looks like Chandler Stephenson is going to be the guy to take Jay Beagle.
I like him.
I like him a lot too, but he is no Jay Beagle. So personally, for me, I think Jay Beagle is one of the most.
Dude, Beagle hold now in terms of sports, and I hope he didn't hear that. And he's going to come like fight me or something. But
he's a pretty chill guy. I don't think he will. He's still trying to figure out his smartphone. So
he's still nice callback. He's still younger than me. He's 32, so he needs a new contract after the season. He's an unrestricted free agent, so that'll be interesting.
And this is an unpopular opinion, but I say you still pay him what he needs to be paid because he is way more versatile than a lot of the other free agents on this team. But that's something we could talk about later.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one to argue for.
But let's talk about this without Jay.
Having all what he wants, of course.
Right. He seems like a pretty simple guy, so like he doesn't really need much.
Yeah, he's also not an idiot, I imagine.
That's also true. I think he's got kids. He's got tuition to pay in a couple years, you know, like 15. So you got to think about these things. I got friends that got like three kids, and I'm like, how are you going to pay for their college?
Oh, well, his last contract gave him a $1.75 million cap. I mean, he doesn't get all of that, you know, agents and taxes and stuff, but that's still, he's doing okay. And he's doing okay.
Yeah. But so as far as this opening round for the Stanley Cup playoffs and going forward, personally for me, I think that the most important position here, especially to be consistent with, is the center position. And we've got Kuznetsov and Backstrom who really need to be on top of their game. We have Eller, who personally I think is always a question mark. And you have Chandler Stephenson, who is filling in for Jay Beagle. But what are your thoughts? What's the most important spot or position going forward against like a team against, you know, like the Columbus Blue Jackets? Because for me, that those center positions are so important. They set up the plays. They take the faceoffs. They need to be strong down the center. What do you think?
Goaltending? Right. Like that's kind of the obvious one though. That the goalie is always the most important thing. So, I think center is a good call. I think center is incredibly important. I think the defense needs to step up a bit. They're going to have trouble. You know, you got Dubinsky out there running around. Panarin. They've got a lot of good players. You got I totally forgot that Tomas Vanek was even on that team. So they've got a lot of good young guys that can, you know, do some damage. And then you got to worry about Seth Jones on the back end and the offensive capabilities that he's got. So while also doing your best to crash the net and make life difficult for Sergei Bobrovsky, because that dude is going to be, he's, you know, an incredible player, and you need to make sure that you are doing your best to make life difficult for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe put the spotlight on one specific player. Who do you think is going to be like the MVP or not should be, let's say who has to be the MVP of this team in this first round? Take Ovechkin out of it, because we know how good he is. Who besides Ovechkin has to be the MVP of this team?
That's a good question. All right. See, I almost feel like I need to break it down. Offense, defense. I mean, the goaltending is kind of an obvious one. Like, obviously, the goaltending needs to be its best, but that's kind of a given answer. But outside of that, I think it's Shane Gerst. No. I got to say Kuznetsov.
Right there. I'm right there with you.
I want to see a lot. Kuznetsov, not that I don't think it's going to happen, but I think Kuznetsov and Oshie need to, for lack of a better term, step up. They need to be some big-name guys. They are big-name guys and need to act like it in the sense that they need to put the puck in the net. They need to play a well-rounded game because it's, you know, everyone, it's the playoffs now. You guys got to step up. Defensively, I think it's John Carlson, it's Matt Niskanen, and it's Dmitry Orlov. And what you're hoping for Buksorpik is just don't do anything stupid, like take a dumb penalty. That is the most important thing for him not to do, is take a stupid penalty.
Now, I agree with everything you said there. Tom Wilson also has to be at the top of his game. They all need to be at the top of their games. But
everyone does.
TJ Oshie does not worry me right now. He did go through a goalless streak for so long this season, but I feel like he finally got those kinks worked out. He's figured out what his problem was, and he's able to rebound from that. But Yevgeny Kuznetsov has been a fantastic player in his Capitals career. However, when we reach that postseason, he seems to stumble a little bit. I don't know what it is, if it's a mental thing or whatever, but Kuznetsov, I feel like he really does need to be at the top of his game, especially this year with a team that is not made up of all-stars, that he really needs to show up in the playoffs. He can't disappear like he did before. He needs to be the guy. Right now, he's the number one center. He's the number one line center. He's with Ovechkin. He's with Tom Wilson. And he needs to act like the number one guy in that role. We need to see him score goals. We need to see him in sync with Wilson and Ovechkin. And if he can do that, that first line should be unstoppable. Now, we've talked about how important it is to roll four lines deep. But in order to do that, you need to have a very strong first line. And in order to have that first strong line, you need Yevgeny Kuznetsov to be at the top of his game and playing the best hockey he has ever played.
And he's been doing it lately. So yes. As long as he can keep it up, you know, the playoffs are a different story. Teams get a bit more defensive. As long as he can keep it up, then I think they'll be okay.
Now, you brought up Shane Gersick. I think that's how you say his name. Gersick, maybe?
Yeah, but I brought it up. I think I heard Gersich, maybe, in the arena.
So let me ask you, do you see him getting any kind of playing time?
Yeah, I think he played well. Now you're not expecting a lot.
That first game he played for the Caps.
He just joined.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like him. I think he can get some playing time on the with Beagle out. Someone's going to jump him. I'd like to see him out there, get some ice. You know, I think he's a good player. Or as was it, Jake Rubin says, he's a good player. Or is that, never mind. That was a stupid Skins joke. I hate that team. They're a bunch of idiots. Anyways.
Dude has some wheels. I mean, that first
game. Yeah, he's got wheels. He's not afraid. He's muscular. We're getting a little weird here. And it seems like a strong guy. He's willing to hit. He's not afraid, you know, for a guy who was playing college hockey just a little while ago. So I like what I see from the kid.
We've seen crazier things happen. Remember, Tom Wilson made his NHL debut in the playoffs. We didn't see him until the actual playoffs started and he became a Capital and he took the ice. He went from, the Plymouth Whalers to the Hershey Bears to the Capitals within a week. So crazier things have happened. But this kid is quick, and we don't have a lot of that young quickness on this team. We have Jakub Vrána, who, he's had an okay season. Not the greatest rookie season in the NHL, but he still looked good. He sat the bench in the press box a couple times, but that's okay. I think you can kind of switch these guys out a little bit, see what Shane can do, because, I mean, I could not get over how quick he was and how he was just like he was deking around guys like crazy in his first game. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I would not be at all shocked to see him hit the ice with the Caps. So I'm very excited to see what happens. So what else should we cover in Caps world? It feels like, you know, we cover the regular season. We talked about Columbus.
Do we have predictions or no? I'm not doing it. Yes, not that chance in hell.
Let's talk about that in around the NHL, because we'll go over the first round.
You can.
First round around the league.
I'm not.
You're not going to talk about any of the teams?
Oh, I'll talk about the other teams.
Yeah, let's do that around
the
NHL.
I'm usually a kiss of death for whoever I see is going to win, though.
Oh, boy. Good. So we'll see who you want between the Flyers and the Penguins later.
Oh, I hope I'm a kiss of death in that one.
I hope it goes to Game 7 tied. I know that's not possible, but they just eliminate themselves.
You're both out. That would be fun. No, it's playoff hockey. It's going to be fun.
It's the best thing in the world.
Just make sure you get your Prilosec ready.
You know, see if you can get a note from the NHL going into work late when things go to overtime. I mean, there's just so much hockey. There's hockey on the Golf Channel this year.
That doesn't make any sense.
Think about that. That's how important the playoffs are.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that.
All right. What else should we cover in Caps World? Anything?
Nah, that's pretty much it, man.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed that Caps talk the first time in a while. But yeah. Man, here we go. Playoffs are starting. I can't wait. I want to get the show edited by 10:30 because I want to see what it's like in Vegas for their first playoff game. That's just going to be insane. Yes, all right. So that is it for what's going on in Caps World. We're going to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, remember this part of the show? You know, we did so many episodes, and I kept coming up with, like, farm names for you. Like,
yeah.
Cockadoodle Dan and Rockadoodle Dan. And I forget, man, there were so many of them. Field of Dan's instead of Field of Dreams.
I think we're done.
All right. Well, go ahead. Tell us about the Hershey Bears and the South Carolina Stingrays.
All right. In the past week, Hershey went 0-2 with both losses to Charlotte. The Bears are currently eighth in the Atlantic Division with 67 points and a record of 29-36-9. They'll wrap up their season with back-to-back home games starting on Saturday against Bridgeport and the season finale on Sunday against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. In other Bears news, defenseman Tyler Lewington was suspended for one game for, and I quote, his actions in the April 8th loss to Charlotte. Now, it looks like this was the result of his 11th fight this season. I didn't know the dude was a bit of a fighter. That is good to know. On Saturday, the Hershey Bears will be remembering the 15 lives that were lost in the horrible bus accident last week in Canada involving the Humboldt Broncos. Fans are encouraged to stop by Section 125 to find ways to help. There's going to be a special raffle allowing fans a chance to win team-signed items. The team will also be making a donation as well as donating all of the proceeds from the 50-50 raffle from Saturday and Sunday's games. The Bears will also be accepting donations from fans in jars. That'll be set up outside Section 125. Now, the Bears will also be wearing the Broncos logo on their helmets during the game. So it's nice to see. We've seen a lot of teams that have been doing things to recognize after the horrible tragedy that happened.
Did you see the put your sticks out hashtag going around?
Yes, I thought that was pretty cool.
That was very nice. I'm not a hockey player. I have a stick from a Caps fan fest from years ago when they used to do the equipment sale. That's where I got a hockey stick, and I put that stick out on the front porch here in Baltimore. So, I mean, really amazing to see the response that the hockey community has had for the families and that whole community with this tragedy. I mean, just an absolutely terrible tragedy. And the thing that really got me, did you see the picture from the crash site? And it was a cracked DVD of Slapshot.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was just laying on the ground at the crash site. I mean, just really powerful images. And you see how important hockey is to Canada, to the hockey community. You see what it meant to these young men that passed away far too soon. Absolute tragedy, but I'm really proud of the way that the NHL, the AHL, and just hockey all over the world has responded to this tiny little community up in Canada. It's really an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, it's, you know, when something like that happens, it's just, you know, I don't even know if tragedy is a strong enough word at this point. It's a horrible thing to have happen. And to see that the NHL and AHL and I would imagine ECHL and all sort of different leagues are doing things and trying to recognize and help out the families up there, because it's, you know, things can go from being you're going on a road trip to go play a hockey game to life-changing.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. Getting back into the world of hockey a little bit more. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-0 with wins over Greenville and Orlando to wrap up their season. They ended up in second in the South Division with 104 points with a record of 48-16-8. Now, they start their march towards another Kelly Cup on Thursday, followed up with Game 2 on Saturday. That's what's going on down in the farm.
All right. Well, go Stingrays. Get another Kelly Cup. Let's talk about that. Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for Down on the Farm. Go Bears. Finish out that regular season. Go Stingrays. Go in after that Kelly Cup. Now let's go around the NHL. Everybody, here we go. We are going around the NHL. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Stanley Cup playoffs. My goodness, have you seen some of those crowds outside of Las Vegas and Winnipeg? And man, what a, I love seeing all this passion about hockey. It makes me all warm and fuzzy inside. Coach Stan.
His name is still stupid, though.
Coach Stan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, we got just a little bit of news. No one got suspended. No one got fined.
Because everyone wants to play in the playoffs.
They were able to do it again. You see that picture from Justin Williams on Twitter of them taking the rink down?
No.
And he just had an angry face?
I did not see that. I have to look that up.
That was pretty fun. A little bit of news, as I believe the first coach of the season was fired just the other day.
Already?
As the Rangers. Yeah, already. No, this is the longest it's ever gone without a coach being fired, I believe. But it's just the Rangers. They decided to part ways with head coach Alain Vigneault. So that is unfortunate for him, but I'm sure he's going to get a job real soon because I highly doubt he's going to be the only head coach to lose his job at some point or to not be asked back later on. But, yeah, that's pretty much the news for the past week in the NHL. Brandon,
yeah,
let's talk some Stanley Cup.
You want to go around and talk about the quarterfinals and who we got?
You can do the rest. I'm just doing the quarterfinals, and I'm backing the hell off.
Okay. So let's start with the Metro. Pittsburgh versus Philadelphia. Who you got?
I'm going Pittsburgh in six.
Oof. I have Pittsburgh in seven.
Okay. So we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's.
I'm not touching the Caps. Don't even ask.
All right, I won't ask you, but I'm gonna just say I think the series will end in five games, and I won't say who I think is gonna win. But I think it's gonna be a good series. All right, so now let's look at Tampa Bay versus New Jersey. Who you got?
I got Tampa in five.
I have Tampa in six.
Interesting.
Boston, Toronto, which I want to watch every one of these games.
Just going to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
That might be worse than Pittsburgh, Philly in terms of beating each other up. I don't know.
That's
a tough call. I'm going Toronto in seven.
I'm going Boston in seven. I'd love to see Toronto win, though, because I'd love to see some awesome Matthews.
But it's Bruce Cassidy. He writes notes on napkins.
Boston's been playing really well the end of this year. So
I'm going Toronto. Toronto 7. They were just great here.
All right. I'm going Boston. So let's go out west. Nashville versus Colorado, who I had no idea made it into the Stanley Cups playoffs. I thought Colorado was like long eliminated.
Well, it ain't going to be long, buddy, because they're getting knocked out by Nashville in five.
Nashville in five. I have the same.
All right. So, early apology to all these teams that I said are going to win. I apologize to receipts and coming to an abrupt end in the next about a week and a half. Who's next?
Winnipeg versus Minnesota.
I'm going with the Peg. I think Winnipeg in, what did I say, six?
I have Winnipeg in five.
Wow, giving Minnesota less credit. You're going with these. They're going to get their Bruce Boudreau playoff symptoms. It's going to come up, huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, we know all about that.
Yeah. All right. The Golden Knights versus the Kings. Who you got?
I got Vegas in seven.
I have Vegas in four.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Someone's overconfident in his second favorite team.
I think Vegas, they have been.
And it's his favorite team with a stupid name. Jerseys are better than the Caps Winter Classic ones, though. And I don't really like the Vegas jerseys. Bam! Actually, they've grown on me a little bit.
I say Vegas.
The Vegas ones, not the. At the game on Saturday, Brandon, I saw one of the Winter Classic jerseys on a human being. I saw it in person. And if anything, it helped my opinion in the fact that I think they suck.
So wrong.
They're terrible. Why does it have a cummerbund?
Oh man. Well, you're just stupid.
Accurate? Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
All right. Anaheim versus San Jose, some California hockey.
This one I had a tough time. I'm going to go Anaheim in 6.
I'm going Anaheim in 7.
Ooh.
San Jose is the Caps of the West. And
do we want to go through the rest of the West? Because I don't know who would play who next in our scenarios.
Okay, we knew the West.
I think we agreed
throughout. On all of them on the West.
Yeah.
All right, so Nashville, Winnipeg.
Nashville and 6.
I say Nashville in 7.
Okay, all right.
Vegas versus Anaheim.
Vegas in 7.
I say Vegas in 5.
You're just blind faith. All right, what do you think is going to happen?
All right.
Danny McCoy is going to come out and play for the team?
Who knows? This team.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Oh, I know. I know exactly who that is.
Okay, good.
I'll just Google that real quick.
Yeah. It's a great show. So good.
Wait, are you talking about
the TV show?
Yeah, Josh.
Jumel.
Yes.
He looks old in the, this. Now we're just being
that. That Tupac.
He doesn't look.
The Tupac show?
Huh? No. The Tupac show. What the hell
he's on? He's on the USA show about Tupac and Biggie. He plays a cop.
Oh, is he? I have never seen a commercial for that. I don't think. Anyways, no, he's in those the Taco Bell French fries commercials.
Oh, where he screams, they!
Yeah, it's convincing. And I kind of want to try the fries now, but probably just because we're from Taco Bell. Now I want me some Taco Bell and then spend an hour in the bathroom. So that comes out of Nashville and Vegas.
Nashville and Vegas.
Nashville in 7.
I say Vegas in 7.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I think Vegas will be the first ever expansion team to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals in
Watch
this first
get
year.
Knocked out in the first round.
I know. LA is going to come out of nowhere.
They're playing LA, and LA always seems to pull it off.
All right, so let's go back to the East. Tampa Bay versus the Maple Leafs for you. Who do you think is going to win?
Tampa in 6.
I'm shocked, though. Isn't Steven Stamkos hurt?
No, I think he's... Wait, I just saw that.
I thought he was hurt.
No, I think he's going to be back. Stamkos, let me try that again in English. Stamkos declares himself ready to face Devils.
Declares himself. So,
yeah.
Still could be hurt.
I mean, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it's Tampa Bay versus Boston. And I'm going to say Boston wins and goes to the Eastern Conference Finals.
What is this? Again, with blind faith. Oh, aren't you the guy going all the way back to the beginning? This is a nice way to bring it all the way back around. Weren't you the guy in college wearing the Boston Bruins jersey?
I will admit, yes. Yes, I used to go to school in that Boston Bruins jersey. No name on the back. I got it on sale. But, yeah, I used to wear Bruins jersey to school. Absolutely, I did. I sleep in that jersey now. It's true.
Poorly done, Brandon. Poorly done.
All right, so then I'll just phrase it this way. Is your Atlantic Division team going to the Eastern Conference Finals? Are they going to the Stanley Cup Finals? Your Atlantic Division team.
I know what you're saying. I haven't gotten that far ahead.
Okay.
One thing at a time, buddy.
I will say mine is not. I'll leave it at that.
Going back to the Caps, I think if they can finally get past the second round, there's going to be a huge boost there of momentum for a lot of these guys that have been around a while.
Well, Nick Backstrom has already come out and gone like, well, can't get worse, can it?
Yeah, you knocked out the first round, you did.
That's true.
I think if they get past the second round, then this team definitely has a shot at going all the way because that just momentum, getting that monkey off their back is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that will propel them.
They have so much just like gumption to be like, we did it. However, they can't
be, we still have to win 8 more games.
They can't be like Boston a couple years ago that got out of the second round beating Montreal and were just kind of done. They're like, we beat Montreal in the second. We win. Well, you guys still have to play like 14 more games. Oh, right. Darn it. And then they lost in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. That'd be bad.
Yeah. All right, so is that it? Is that it for episode 200?
I think that's it. 200 in the books.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals things. Playoffs, the offseason, when that hopefully begins in June, and all sorts of other crazy things that may be happening around the Washington Capitals. And Brandon, let's talk about that team giveaway they had. The giveaway they had. I thought it said it was going to be a team poster. There's only 3 people on the damn poster, so that's misleading.
So, did you got yourself a team? Where is it? It's not on your wall.
It's currently still in the way that I was handed it on the table in my kitchen because I haven't done anything with it. I don't think I will. Because it's just 3. Maybe I'll, use this as a dartboard. I don't know. It's a piece of crap. The giveaways, really. The Caps got it. I mean, that's a team poster is the final game of the season. That's embarrassing. But yeah, you can gripe at me for whining about free things that I get at hockey games at WTP Coach. I was talking about Arsenal Football Club and Roma, who were able to come out and defeat and come back from behind and defeat Barcelona. Now, that just got screwed over today. I don't know about that call. Brandon's got no idea what sport I'm even talking about.
Nope.
That's on Twitter. But hey, if you like the show, if you like our rambling and you want to know more about us, go ahead and head on over to facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Learn about when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other fun things related to the Washington Capitals and hockey and whatever else comes to Brandon's mind that he feels like he's nodding, everybody. Yeah. This is an audio medium, but I'll let you know he's nodding.
True. Currently.
Very true. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon,
yeah,
can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you? Well, you know what? That's kind of rude, buddy. I mean, we're only on here for a few more minutes before I go try and find some dinner. Brandon, why don't you do us all a favor and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Also, by the way, if you go to our Facebook page, I just put up an article that Roku put out about if you're a cord cutter, how you can watch the Stanley Cup playoffs without a cable subscription.
Oh, and you also, hold up. When I was in the Caps games, they kept saying you can watch games on Hulu.
Well, they have a live TV thing. So, like,
I don't know. I have Hulu and I didn't know that.
Well, like, do you pay the $40 a month to have the live TV?
No, I pay like, I don't remember.
It's like $10 a month or whatever for the actual shows.
Yeah.
So go to this Roku.com thing that I just posted on our Facebook page. And it tells you, I mean, you're still going to have to pay for it. I love the way they mislead. Like, you get to watch all the games streaming. Well, yes, but you still have to pay for those apps like Sling and that kind of crap. So, yeah, check it out. But if you're a cord cutter, there's all different ways to watch the Caps coming up. And, you know, you didn't bring it up. You said you're talking about all kinds of sports on your Twitter. Are you going to be the first man to buy an RG3 Ravens jersey this year? That's a middle finger in podcast
Brandon,
land.
Brandon, enjoy getting nothing.
Yeah, so, I'm...
You know, the problem with Art, he's got a ton of talent. If he can get all the people to stop talking to him all over the place, then he'd be all right.
Well, like, the thing is, the Ravens brought him in to work with some wide receivers and just throw the ball around. And they're like, wow, this kid's got an arm.
He's got an arm. His accuracy is always a little short. I think if he had been drafted by a team that actually had surrounded him properly, he would have been okay, and not allowed the nonsense behind the scenes to have gotten as crazy as it did. But he was drafted by the Redskins, so what you gonna do?
Yeah. So I don't know how long that's gonna last. If he's gonna be the backup for the whole year. or what the plan is. We can talk about that on my Ravens podcast, the call that we do, you know, we'll do one soon as the draft gets closer. But the signing of RG3, this is literally how it happened. The Ravens sent out a notification on their app and said, the Ravens have signed Robert Griffin to a one-year contract. And I'm like, why do I know that name? That name sounds so familiar. And I was like, they don't mean RG3.
No, they signed his dad.
And I checked. Yep, sure enough, RG3. And the funny thing is, his career changed after playing the Ravens in 2012. Because if it wasn't for that Haloti Ngata hit, he may have been a completely different player.
It's not, because he's still playing for the Skins.
But I was shocked that the Ravens signed him. Some people like it. I'm not a fan of it, but this is a hockey podcast. We'll talk about that later. All right, so like Coach Sam was saying, you can go over to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck over there and all the other podcasts we do. Now we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you, please spread the word about the show, write a review on the Apple Podcast app or on iTunes, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So let's go over the games and when they are until we talk again. On Thursday, April 12th, the Capitals are at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Just so we know, until we talk again, they're all against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I don't have to say that.
Just a heads up.
I don't have to say that every time. That game is at 7:30, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington locally or on the USA Network here in the United States. And then on Sunday, April 15th, the Capitals are still at home. That game's at 7:30. You can watch it locally on NBC Sports Washington or on NBC Sports nationally here in the U.S. Also, it's a 7:30 start. NHL, it is the Walking Dead finale. What are you doing? Why would you schedule that at 7:30? This can be a day game. They've got 2 days off.
Yeah, I got a soccer game that night.
Killing me.
50? It's 8. Wait, what time is it? 8:50, I think.
Yeah, that's great. So thanks a lot, eh? And then game three is in Ohio. Ted Mosby's home. Up against Columbus. In Ohio. That game's at 7:30, and you can watch it on NBC Sports Washington on NBC Sports nationally. So then we'll be back before game four. So Coach Dan, two questions. What do you think three games in this time next week? What is it going to be? What is the, is it going to be 2-1, 3-0? What do you think?
You're not telling me.
All right. So here's something I actually did want to ask you. And I forgot to ask you in the first part of the show. The Capitals have been home since April 3rd, last Tuesday. So they've had two home games, and they've had 4 days off until tomorrow, the first game. We've seen the Caps when they're at home a lot and not out on the road, and they don't play well. They always come back rusty if they get to sleep in their bed for like longer than like 3 days. So are we going to see a different team game one because of the end of the season kind of being at home, comfy, in their own beds with their families?
I think that's a good question. Yeah, we might see the first 5-10 minutes is a little bit sloppy as they just sort of get back into it. But excuse me, I also wouldn't be surprised if they kind of – the excitement of the playoffs and the fans and everything gets them all riled up, and if they actually – get a little crazy.
I hope so, because seeing them up against Toronto last year, that really sucked. You know, they came out and they kind of had a bunch of flat tires, but I want to see them excited. I want to see them ready for this game against Columbus, and soon enough we will have that first game in hand. So Coach Dan, this has been fun. Thank you again for the last 200 episodes of What the Puck. It's been great. Everybody, say it louder and prouder than you ever have. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's go Caps.